Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my mind, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. You are all partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for my furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident in the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife. Some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing to add afflictions to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance, through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always. So now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. One of the greatest reasons why God allows persecution is not only to deliver the gospel message all over the world by scattering the flock one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, but also to further the kingdom of God on earth. Amen? Hallelujah. Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the gospel of peace, through the gospel of love, amen, of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because he says right here, Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me, persecutions, trials and tribulations, have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." And this is the attitude we all should live. "For to me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose I cannot tell, for I am hard pressed between the two, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you," amen, "to further the gospel of Jesus Christ." See, that's why I say to live is Christ, to live like Christ, but to die is greater gain than being stuck on this earth. "And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you It has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. See, we are guaranteed that we will suffer for the cause of Jesus Christ. We will suffer, amen, to the point of death. We'll be persecuted to the point of death. Jesus promises us this in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 9. This is what Jesus promises us from the very beginning. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will arise up and deceive many, and because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Also comes to mind, Matthew chapter 10. This is what he also tells us. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 16. Says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them, to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak, for it is not you who speaks, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now a brother will deliver a brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another, for surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Whatever Jesus Christ went through, we will also go through. Why? Because we are not greater than Jesus Christ, amen? We're not exempt of anything that the Lord Jesus had gone through, amen? Therefore, do not fear them. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be made known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ears, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Do not fear men, nor Satan and all of his works, but fear God, that can destroy the body and the soul into hell. And in John chapter 15, starting in verse 16, also Jesus promises and teaches us this, what to expect about persecution and trials and tribulations. He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me first before it hated you. Why? It's because in verse 25, Jesus explains, but this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which was written in their law. They hated me, Jesus says, without a cause. And they did. They hated Jesus Christ without cause. There was no reason why they hated the Lord. I mean, he did everything righteous and good for all humanity, reflecting the mercies of God. And they still hated him without cause. Therefore, we will also be subject to the same things. So that the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they would keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me, meaning the Father. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sins. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. And if we skip down to starting in verse 32 of John chapter 16, he concludes all that by saying, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so will we, if we keep the faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.